Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Just fighting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
You start.
Hello.
Patrons.
No, even more sultry.
Ooh, patrons.
That's your sultry voice?
Yeah.
Ooh, patrons.
Again, I'm not sure you understand the meaning of sultry.
okay.
Patron.
This is terrifying, honestly.
I just don't. I do old-timey voices, and I do Welsh.
Is that, that's it. You do old-timey voices to turn your wife on? No. You've got to give me an example of this. No. You guys are like, kids to bed, and like you look at your wife from across the room, and she gives you kind of like a little
millions
eyebrow.
Of parents have just put their children to bed. But what are they going to do? Watch TV, read a book, go for a walk.
Or something more.
Yeah. Or maybe they'll try a new thing called sex. Millions of Americans are having sex.
Are your trousers suddenly growing in size and you don't know why? Do you feel an uncomfortable amount of sweat on your brow and on your underpants and armpits and various hairy areas?
Maybe you need to empty your glands. Anyway. Hi, patrons.
I tried to say hairy and arid, but it ended up coming Herod, which is
that's
not a word.
That's that giant from Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's Hagrid. That's
who actually looks like a dry nutsack. So.
Maybe you need to empty your... What was it?
Yeah.
Hello, patrons. Thank you so much for sticking around and for putting us in your ear holes just the way you like it. Let's just jump right into the meat of this shit. What you got for us today, Reese?
I have a wonderful story about an outlaw in the west of Canada, and it's called
The Many Escapes of Ernest Cashel.
Okay. The Many Escapes. I love good Ernest escape Ernest Cashel.
Stories. This is kind of a good crime story.
I love smart criminals. Smart, specifically. I don't like the crime itself. I just like the intelligence it takes to kind of like finagle a plot, a criminal plot, or like to like get away with something under the noses of the CIA or CSIS or what have you. Like the Stopwatch Gang, which I think I've talked about many times in the past. There are three Canadians that, this is a true story, in the 70s, three Canadians who left Canada due to a lot of circumstances, which I won't get into, and they went to the States to rob banks for a living, but they were super fucking smart. Like the three of them were incredibly intelligent, and they robbed banks for years, and the FBI was all over them trying to find them for years. Eventually, they were caught, all three of them, sent to prison. All three of them individually escaped, met back up, kept robbing banks for years, got caught again, got sent to prison again, and once again, all three of them escaped prison. So, like, this is, I love stories like this. It's just smart crime. And go. I'll shut up.
Yeah.
Go.
Thanks.
Tell me a story.
Thank you for introducing crime. Okay.
I'm sorry, but this is the part where non-patrons say goodbye. If you'd like to listen to this episode and support the show, you go to patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring, where you can sign up monthly and access all of the premium content that is hidden behind our glorious paywall. Thank you very much for listening, and a free episode will be coming very soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.